the question should arise in our heart, especially as Christians. It's when we look at life, we look at the world and the generation in which we live. We understand that God has put us here for a purpose. And that purpose is in the heart of each individual Christian and in the heart of God. And we spend our whole life walking through the greatest gift that could ever be offered since anything. And that is the opportunity to share a relationship with Jesus Christ, a relationship with God this week. The holiest week for all Christians. The greatest time period of all times was the period when Jesus takes that walk to the cross and from the tomb. It was time to end for the human race any question as to where they could spend eternity. It was time to end any question as to whether or not God truly loved them. For in that week, we've all witnessed in our heart, in our mind, in the Holy Word of God, in actions of other Christians, we've witnessed something that's so amazing, we don't understand it. It's called love, ultimate. You'll never understand it. I don't even really know whether we'll ever understand it when we get to heaven. I don't know. The love of God, so great that he would look upon the human creation which he created and say, I know now that the heart of man is evil continually. But God had a plan. Before time began, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit had a plan. And that plan was, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And God says, I will place in the heart of my creation the truth, a grace that they'll never understand, and a love that will surround them and protect them from all that goes on. The ultimate of love demanded the ultimate sacrifice. The sacrifice from one called Jesus. And God said, I so love the world that I gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. A gift I give you. But we've forgotten something. We've forgotten our appreciation and how to express our appreciation for such an awesome gift. God says, I'm giving you my son, Larry. He's dying on a cross. And when you say yes, you believe. I'll talk to you now, but I'll see you later. Because I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Do I believe that? Sure. But how do I show God that I appreciate the gift of his son? We've forgotten something, folks. We have forgotten that God listens to our heart, and oh, and hears us say, God, forgive me, I am a sinner. And he does, and he listens to us every day. Father, I'm sorry I did that. Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry I did that. And we keep apologizing to God day after day. How can God see in me that I'm truly sorry? Would that not be that I express to God my appreciation for what he has done for me through his Son? Is it not a gift given to his church, to the individual Christian, a heart that he promises of peace that surpasses all understanding? God created man in his own image. His name was Adam. And God built Adam from the dust of the ground. And as he put together this ball of mud called man, man was sitting there. Adam, just a body. A body designed by God and sculptured by God. But then God did something special. The scripture says that God breathed into the man Adam, and Adam became a living soul. By the breath of God, Adam came into existence. What did that mean? That meant that God had skin in the game. God had skin on earth. And as he watched Adam begin the sinning process, all through the Old Testament, we read story after story after story about how man continually turned his back on God, turned their back on the grace and on the love. Oh, they may not have been there to yell, crucify God, or to tempt any of the prophets. They stood at a distance, and God said, you're just as guilty because you said nothing. That makes you as guilty as the one who said something against me. And God continued to watch as the heart of man became so corrupted in the flesh that the time came when Jesus was to be born. God personally skin in the game. God incarnate in the body that we know as Jesus, his Son. And as God enters that heart, that body, he did it for you and me. We had no hope. There's no way we could keep any of the commandments that we'd been given. We were so corrupted from the date of birth that we could not speak anything that was good. And we saw in our own heart the greed of the human race. And Jesus came anyway. God's personal skin in the game. This is the foundational structure of the church. We, individual master links or Christian master links, call for a specific purpose. Because you see, they took Jesus, the Son of God, as God looked on. They beat him. They did all manner of evil against the physical body of God. You and I hear the story all the time as Christians. We can teach classes on it. We'll read the Word of God and find that true story, the depths of it. But it was God with skin. And God came to save those who are lost, still in their skin. And once I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life, I received a promise that I didn't even understand when I accepted him, a promise that is there so clear to me today, and that promise is this. Don't worry, Larry. You won't have to be in that skin too long. The vehicle called the body. And Jesus entered Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, looking at the crowds as they cheered, as many of them just wanted to be fed or to see a trick or a miracle. Jesus did weep. But Jesus knew what was to come. He knew about the resurrection. He knew Satan couldn't conquer. How deep was the weeping of Jesus, and what for? Would we not find out in our own generation that so many of those tears came about for our generation when Jesus went to sit at the right hand of God the Father? He commissioned you and me, Christians, and he says, I still have skin in the game. Church, you're my skin. You unite together and you show the world that I, as God, will continue to have skin in the game. And then all heaven looks on at the church of God, and God looks to the heart of those who are there, and he looks to the depth, and he says, does anyone care? I've blessed you with all glory from above. Will you walk with me? Will you extend my love? Will you be my body? My body for a man to see? Will you be the one that expresses love for me? You are my child. You are my focus. Your body I gave you. And when I touched your heart, you became focused on the truth that I have and the truth I give. Because the truth from God is that his church will live. We represent this church right here, the body of Jesus. God says, don't you dare fear. If you stand for me, then speak real proud. Because take the pride of who God is and share it all around. It's not who you are, but who Jesus is in you. Because without him, there's nothing you can do. Will you or will I look at the heart of those around us? When we look, will we see the continual pounding of Satan on the human race, God's special creation? Faith is lacking. For I've cried to my church, the body of my son, his bride. One day he's come to take each one of each one who looks and each one who sees. There's more to this life than human greed. He cries within, won't you speak up? Where's my body? You say you remember. You say you care. Then why aren't you shouting? from a hilltop so near. Wherever you are, you stand with the pride that I give you. Yours you can hide. It's the power of truth that'll change the world. Without that truth, we will lose all the boys and girls. They look at us, and what do they see? God says, I look at you. Sometimes I don't see me. When the call comes and the crowd gather, what's the purpose? What's the meaning? When we all come together, if the voice of Christ is not put first, this world will truly see the worst. God is crying for you and me as he cried for Jerusalem. Can't you see? He stopped and he looked at a city that he wanted to see in glory and not in pity. But as he looked, his son with skin looked around and knew what lie within. The walls of Jerusalem where he would go, God was watching. And it didn't go slow. He watched his son be trodden down by the very ones who laid those palm branches on the ground. He watched the hearts of those who cheered as he came in that first Sunday. But he looked at their heart and he had the tears. He had the tears because he saw the truth of what's inside the skin. What's inside each individual skin? Would there be a lie or would there be the truth? Will the ones who God has commissioned to stand for his son once again, when he walks this earth, will he see any man? Will he see a woman, a child that's proud to proclaim the name of his son and proclaim it out loud? Each one of us one day will see as Jesus comes for you and me. And as we are ascending to be with him, all creation will hear the shout, amen. They will know that God truly is real. But did we show his love to the very ones who don't know him still? Do we leave and are ready to go just because that we know his son, the Holy One that brings us together with him one by one? Or do we stand representing his skin in this game and help someone else in Jesus' name? Will we be the body Christ called us to be? Listen as God the Father speaks to the heart throughout eternity. I declare you my own, says the voice of God. Don't worry about the land on which you trod, the rent, the payments, and all that's there. Don't worry. It's not as though I don't care. I love you. That's why I got my home up here, just for you. It's more beautiful than anything you've ever known. But will you be my son for a while? Will you represent me as a little child? For heaven is made of those who believe, like little children. My son did cleave to their shoulders and held them up with pride and said, you want to see heaven? Look in those eyes. We have a job to do before we go home. The battlefield is bloody, but you and I will never be alone. 'Tis the word from God. What else really matters? He speaks to your heart. You know what's the matter. That special sin you refuse to quit. All the special horrors of world that give you the fits. Jesus says, pay attention, and pay attention clear. The world is collapsing, but I hold you dear. Don't you worry about the stones that'll be thrown because of my name. You see, church, you truly do represent my skin in the game. When they couldn't kill Jesus, as Jesus said, Jesus says, I'll give my life. No one will take it from me. In the grave, that's for you. That's for me. Because when Jesus walked into Jerusalem that Palm Sunday day, he saw your heart. And he mingled his love from the grave. But he said right then, you don't have to look forward to it. It's already done. Accept it. I died for you. You are my child. I've conquered evil. I've conquered Satan. I've conquered death. I've conquered the grave. So stand up. Strong, stand up proud, because I've blessed you to work in the final days. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the power, because no man knows in what hour the trump will sound. All heaven will shout, and my body with skin I will pull out. I love you. My church, I love you, my child. Just stand the ground. You'll see me in a very little while. For the glory I give to you comes from my Son. He was my only appointed one. He paid the price with his blood. Do you really think it means nothing to me as the God in heaven who has created all things? His blood was given for you and you and you. Whosoever will, that's what makes your life true. Your past, leave it there. Pick up where I stand you. Pray for those who will reprimand you and say you should not speak of my son as the one and only. There could be other ways to a heaven, but that's lonely, because on that path Jesus does not walk, but on the path I give you, he will walk and talk. As you enter my presence, throw up your hands and shout for glory, because God has conquered and withdrawn his man, the church, the bride of Jesus. He's coming. But will we not stand true for the job he's given us to do? Let the shots ring. Let the voices shout. There's no way they can keep the love of Jesus out. You will be charged and taken away if you keep preaching of the judgment day and saying that Jesus is the only way. I'll be there. I am your God. And you're right. There's no other way. I love you. I gave you my son. Your job is not yet done. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love and the joy of your salvation. Father, I thank you for the strength that only you can give. Thank you, Father, for your word. And Father, help each of us to remember the truth about our responsibility as your skin in this world. We belong to you, Father, because you said so. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, for saving our soul. Lift us now, Father, with strength straight from you as we conquer hell through the power, through the love that truly does come straight from you. Let it be in accordance with your will as you touch each heart. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.